Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Here on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our 2015 interim result presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section will be hosted by moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phone or with vibration mode. First of all, I would like to introduce our management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochuo, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Jie, President and COO. And Mr. Ke Ruiwen, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now, let's invite our Chairman Wang to present the company performance in the first half this year. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by President Yang and Mr. Ke Ruiwen, who will present our business review and financial performance respectively. During the first half, the highlights of the company's major developments are as follows. First, fundamental remains solid despite the tax impact of retail reform, and our revenue outperformed industry average. Second, our 4G business is gaining edges and momentum fast. Third, tower sharing enabled quick and effective 4G network rollout to capture window of opportunity. It is also expected to enhance long-term value for the company and industry. And regarding the speed upgrade and tariff reductions, we to closely follow up and strive to accommodate regulatory requirements for achieving win-win. Lastly, we firmly leverage the opportunities of Internet Plus and deepen comprehensive reform to enhance shareholder return. The company maintains stable operating performance despite the 5-month year-over-year impact of VAT reform. Operating revenue was 165 billion. Service revenue was 147 billion, staying flat year over year. EBITDA was 50.7 billion, up 0.4%. EBITDA margin was 34.5%, up by 0.1 pp. Net profit was 11 billion, down by 4%. The slide is about VAT impact. Excluding the tax impact of VAT reform, pro forma first half 2015 service revenue was up by 5% year over year. Pro forma net profit was up by 11%, maintaining double-digit growth of earnings and showing our sound growth momentum and fundamentals. During the first half, the company accelerated innovation and open cooperation, maintaining fast growth of our emerging business. Data traffic, ICT, and internet application show strong momentum. Revenue from emerging business reached 50 billion, up over 20%, and increased to 34% as a percentage of service revenue, up 6 pp. Fueled by the fast-growing emerging business, our service revenue growth beat the industry average by 4 pp. Leveraging the LTE FDD licensing in February, we are accelerating development with new network, new applications, new integrated offering, and new dynamic strategy, and gaining edges and momentum fast in 4G. Taking the opportunities of tower sharing, the global mainstream 4G technologies, and the spectrum advantages, we managed to build our 4G network quickly and effectively. The company also launched the fastest on mainland China's LTE-A e-surfing 4G Plus services in August. We expect Tower company can unlock values from tower sharing synergy, scale benefit, and policy support, and potentially creating benefit to the company in various aspects. Among those, the keys are to enjoy quick and effective rollout of 4G network to enhance time to market, as well as result capex saving. We will continue our best effort, strive to reach the agreement on tower asset disposal and leasing as soon as practicable and timely announce the same. Regarding the capex, in capex, the company focused investment in 4G and fiber broadband to strengthen network advantage. During the first half, 70% of 60,000 tower provided by the tower company for use leveraged existing towers of other operators, and effectively alleviating prime site shortage and saving investment. Benefited from tower investment saving, as well as strengthened centralized procurement, we managed to step up network construction, but keeping the full-year capex budget unchanged. The company will build 50,000 4G base station in extra versus our budget, making the total 4G base station addition for this year amounted to 330,000. That said, our 4G base station number will reach like 510,000 by the end of this year. In addition, the company aims to achieve FTTH coverage of nearly 180 million home passes by end of the year, with net addition of 55 million home passes. The company launched a various measure in May, in active response to government policy, and leading to a pressure on revenue and profit. We encouraged customers to increase usage and bandwidth upon reduction of unit pricing and striving to increase sales. During the first half, we saw substantial increase in mobile data usage and bandwidth upgrade, but mobile ARPU and wireline broadband ARPU declined. With tariff reduction, our subscriber scale continues to grow, leading to revenue growth in both mobile and wireline broadband businesses. Going forward, we will closely follow up and strive to accommodate regulatory requirement for achieving win-win. And looking forward, benefited from the national macro policy of Made in China 2025 and Internet Plus, the company see abundant opportunities in industrial internet, family internet, and mobile internet, and cloud computing, big data, Internet of Things, Internet Finance, and other applications will drive the company and industry to develop rapidly. We will firmly leverage the opportunities persistent in scale development with innovation, comprehensive in-depth reform, and deepening internet-oriented operation while lifting corporate vibrancy, achieving scale backflow and improving operating efficiency to enhance shareholder return. Now, I shall invite Mr. Yang to give you our business update. Now, may I present to you our business performance the first half this year. This table shows the revenue breakdown and their changes, and I'm going to explain further details. Let's look at the 4G first. In the first half, 4G gained fast momentum. We added 22 million 4G terminal users, arriving a total of 29 million 4G terminal users. Just announced for July, our net add for 4G terminal users reached 5 million. 4G ARPU was 86 RMB, much higher than the blended ARPU. 4G terminal user monthly average data traffic was around 700 meg, increased from around 600 meg end of last year. Driven by 4G, mobile service revenue was 62.3 billion in first half this year, up 7%, half over half, achieving the successful turnaround of mobile service revenue decline in second half last year due to retail reform and change in sales model. Let's look further look at the mobile data business. We leverage 4G to boost rapid growth of mobile data business scale. Mobile data revenue was 37.4 billion in first half this year, up 18%, of which handset internet asset revenue was 22.5 billion, up over 40%. The total 3G, 4G handset data traffic increased at 77%, while 3G, 4G handset subs monthly average data exceeded 300 meg, up more than 40%. In the first half this year, we saw solid wireline broadband growth with subscriber net addition of 2.61 million, making the total subs reach 110 million, and revenue increased by 3.2% to 37.6 billion RMB. We capitalized on the network edges established over the years to accelerate comprehensive end-to-end upgrade and promote 100 megabit per second as core products. At the same time, we focus on high-end content and informatization applications and reinforce the concerted development of fiber broadband and 4G to drive subscriber scale and value. 2 billion RMB private capital was tapped in local assets deployment in first half this year, and we collaborated in market expansion. In the first half, the revenue of wireline VAS and integrated information service was up by 5% to 21 billion. And of which, IDC maintained strong growth momentum, and its revenue increased by like 23%. The company has developed the largest A plus 2 plus X cloud resources deployment in China, with over 100,000 cabinets in operations and following leading cloud computing and big data service capability. In the first half, we accelerated innovation in emerging business and strengthened differentiated advantages. Our differentiated products such as eChat, Best Pay, and NFC show good progress in scale expansion. The company will leverage its strong resource advantages to fast build capabilities in e-serving security, JoinMe, and IE Wi-Fi. Next, we will persist in open collaboration, strengthen the competitive advantage of the ecosystem, and leverage the opportunities of Internet Plus to promote upgrade of traditional industry. The company will also actively explore the new technology applications such as cloud, big data, and Internet of Things to create new source of revenue and profit. Looking ahead, we will follow the established strategic plan and pursue innovative development, execute with excellence, and well perform the punch combo of scale, data traffic, and internet data analytics to achieve breakthrough in business and subscriber scale. One will further promote comprehensive in-depth reform, speed up internet oriented transformation to enhance corporate vibrancy and operating efficiency. We will comprehensively promote the change in industry landscape towards a favorable direction, driving revenue and subscriber market share growth and creating new value for shareholders. Next, let's invite Mr. Ke Yuewen to introduce our financial performance. Let me introduce the company's financial result in first half this year. In the first half this year, our fundamental remained solid despite the tax impact of VAT reform. Our revenue was 165 billion, down 0.6%. Operating expenses were 147.8 billion, down 0.3%. Net profits were 11 billion, down 4%. Free cash flow was 10.5 billion RMB. In the first half, the company optimized resources deployment to promote business deployment. Our operating expenses as percentage of revenue was 89.6%, flat year over year, of which network operation and support expenses accounted for 23% of revenue, up 4.9 PP, mainly due to network maintenance quality enhancement to build competitive edges for synergistic development of 3G and 4G. Wireline and wireless broadband, and also increasing operating rental. SG&A accounted for 15% of revenue, down by 7.1 PP, mainly due to optimizing sales and development model to further control the selling expenses to enhance resources utilization and efficiency. Our investment tilted towards high growth and high return business and area to strengthen network edges and return. The CapEx was 36.7 billion RMB in first half, of which 4G CapEx was 17.8 billion and broadband and internet was CapEx 12.4 billion. During the first half this year, the company added 140,000 4G base stations, making the total reach 320,000 4G base stations. We also expanded FTTH coverage by adding 42 million home pass, making a total of 165 million FTTH home pass. We will focus investment on 4G fiber broadband carrying network, including metropolitan backhaul, in second half this year. The VAT reform pilot scheme in telecommunication industry launched in June last year. In the past year, the company has optimized the development and sales model, implemented stringent cost control measures, and enhanced control on purchasing and vendor tax profile, and increased the proportion of revenue generated from value-added telecommunication services for lower average tax rates of output VAT. These measures effectively moderated the short-term adverse impact of VAT reform. Following the continued expansion of the national VAT reform to other industries in future, it expected more operating costs and investment being entitled to input VAT credit that will enhance profitability in future. In first half, total debt to total capitalization ratio was 23.5%, down 2.3 PP from previous year. Net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.66 times, down 0.13 times. The company's financial strength remains solid with a stable capital structure supporting our sustainable scale development. Going forward, the company will deepen financial reform to strengthen value management. The key measures include further optimize the three-in-one management mechanism, budgeting resources allocation and performance evaluation. Second, continue the establishment of nationwide centralized MSS to drive management reform and enhance efficiency. Third, improve cost control to enhance cost structure and efficiency. Fourth, strengthen budget control on asset utilization and step up project finance management. Fifth, reinforce centralized financial support for subdivided performance evaluation unit and emerging business. 6. Enhance internal control to effectively prevent risk. Through this measure, the company strive to fully excel financial management to drive healthy and sustainable development. That's the end of our presentation. Thank you, everyone.